Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1094, for Saturday, April 11th, 2026. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Stepping back up one spot to number 20, Dune Imperium Uprising, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 15,795 views. That is a decline of 39 views from last week, just 0.2%, and so naturally the number 20 position has fewer views than last week, about 250. Climbing 4 to 19, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 15,798, 3 more than Uprising, and a gain of 6.6%. Down 3 to 18, Arkham Horror, the card game, by Nate French and MJ Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 16,487, about 700 more than Terraforming Mars, a decline of 18%. Up 3 to 17, Root, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 16,583, 96 more than Arkham Horror, a gain of 3.3%. Up 2 to 16, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 17,298, about 700 more than Root, a gain of 5.6%, and Spirit Island goes over the 8 million total views threshold this week. Ending 6 months back in the top 10, a 26-week run, which included 7 weeks at number 1 in 2 installments of 3 and 4 weeks, this week down 8 to 15, The Old King's Crown, by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idle Games, with 18,225, about 900 more than Spirit Island, a decline of 35%. Re-entering at number 14, The Great Sea, by S.J. McDonald and Zachary Smith, published by Garfill Games, with 19,788, about 1,500 more than The Old King's Crown. Jumping 19 positions to number 13, Eternal Dex, by Hirokan, published by Trick Takers Games, with 19,856. Just 68 more than The Great Sea, a 62% gain. Several weeks ago, Eternal Dex spent 2 weeks back in the top 10. So over the last 8 weeks, it has gone like this. Number 2, then 5, then 31, 23, 28, 21, 32, 32, and now all the way up to 13. So it hasn't gone away, but it's been spending most of its time hovering around the top 30. After 2 weeks at number 17, up 5 to 12, Arc Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 20,374, about 500 more than Eternal Dex, a gain of 8.9%. Entering at number 11, Arkham Horror, the card game. Well, this is the 2026 edition. The one we heard at number 18 was the original 2016 edition. They did not choose to give it any different name. It is, as I said last week, or 2 weeks ago, when talking about Arkham Horror being back in the top 10, it is a third core box, a third version of the base game. Credits go to Nate French and MJ Newman with Josiah Duke Harris and Nicholas Corey. It's published by Fantasy Flight Games with 21,434, about 1,000 more than Arc Nova. There are just 3 new entries in the top 10. Falling out are from 7 to 15, The Old King's Crown, from 9 to 35, Grim Coven, and, oh, I missed this one, from 3 to 26, The Queen's Gambit. Number 10, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 21,457. 23 more than the new Arkham Horror, a decline of 1.3%, and yet it climbs two positions for the second consecutive week, from 14 to 12 to 10, re-entering after just a couple of weeks off. This position, though, at number 10, has 3,700 fewer views than last week. So the gap between 10 and 20 has fallen to about 5,600 views, which is the smallest gap between number 10 and number 20 that we have seen since the last week of 2025, when that gap was a mere 2,400. Number 9, SETI, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 22,408, about 950 more than Heat, a gain of 7.3%, and it too returns. After 2 weeks away, it spent the last 2 weeks at number 12 and number 14, just the opposite of Heat, so a five-position climb. Number 8, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 23,016, about 600 more than SETI, a decline of 18%, and yet it holds position. Number 7, Gods and Mortals, by William Borg Bartet and Artyom Nichiporov, published by Wolf with 25,973, close to 3,000 more than Slay the Spire. This is our highest new entry and the only debut. The Board Game Geek blurb refers to it as, quote, stock trading and area control set in Homeric Greece, unquote, with players as the Greek gods. It's currently on GameFound with over 100,000 euros pledged. Number 6, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 26,964, almost 1,000 more than Gods and Mortals, a 19% decline from last week, and off two spots in its second week back in the top 10. Number 5, Nippon, Zaibatsu, by Paolo Soledade and Nuna Bizarro Santero, published by Crowd Games, with 27,860, just about 900 more than Brass, a decline of 4%, and yet, in the reduced environment this week, it is able to inch up one more spot. In its fourth week in the top 10, it's gone from number 8, where it re-entered, now it spent the last 2 weeks at number 6, and now up one more to crack the top 5. Number 4, The King's Gambit, by Rob Davio, Alan Roach, and Craig Van Ness, and others from Restoration Games, with 37,075, over 9,000 more than Nippon. That is a 28% decline, and so it loses two positions in its second week in the top 10. Number 3, Fate of the Fellowship, by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games, with 38,015, 940 more than The King's Gambit, a 17% gain. So after a four-position climb last week, it goes up two more to the highest position it has seen since January, the first 2 weeks of the year, January 3rd and 10th, when it also was at number 3. This week, Fate of the Fellowship also crosses the 2 million views threshold. Number 2, Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games with 38,979, about 950 more than Fate of the Fellowship, a gain of 55% from last week. So after in its second week back in the top 10 now, after jumping 8 positions last week, it goes up 8 more to the runner-up spot from 18 to 10 to 2. This is the highest position ARCS has seen since the first week of January last year, over a year and 3 months ago when it was last number 2. It also becomes the 14th game to have 80 or more weeks in the top 10. And actually, we have 3 games right around it on the chart this week. At number 15 on that list is SETI with 79 weeks. HEAT is in 14th place with 80. Did I say HEAT? I meant ARCS. HEAT is in 13th place with 82. And right ahead of all of them, at number 12, is Marvel Champions with 84. It has not seen a top 10 appearance since 2022. Number 1, Brass, Pittsburgh, by Martin Wallace and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 57,587, 18,000 more than ARCS, half again as much, just about. That is a big decline of 36%, but still plenty to enable it to comfortably spend its second consecutive and third overall week at number 1. For Saturday, April 11th, 2026.